The Bank of Industry is collaborating with another organization, After School Graduate Department Center, AGDC, to execute the project which is already online for applicants. The acting managing director of BOI, Mr. Wahid Olagunji, who noted that the federal government had created various schemes to address youth unemployment, advise jobless youth to come up with lucrative business ideas that will make them self-reliant instead of waiting endlessly for white-collar jobs. Mr. Olagunji observed that the Nigerian environment remained one of the best places in the world, with high returns on investment, and advised youth to take advantage of it.
In this environment, if your business model is right, you cannot go wrong. Because this country remains one of the most vibrant in the world. Returns on investment prior to recession was 35%. We are ranked at number 4 in the world by a UN body.
Contributing, the chairman of AGDC, Mrs. Ibuku Awoshika, said that the present administration had created more opportunities for youth than previous governments.
You need to prove your idea first. And what is possible and viable is different across different regions of Nigeria. As a nation, we need to tap into that for the benefit of the whole country. Challenge the minds of these young people.
A representative of the sponsoring bank, Mr. Gbenga Shubo, believed that with the project and others that are ongoing, the country will soon come out of recession.
The whole purpose of this is to improve employment and to help enhance youth empowerment. It's important that we continue to support the government in order to take us out of the current recession. If we could solve unemployment, I don't even think we will ever be worrying about other things.
Under the scheme, successful applicants who will be selected through online application will be further trained and mentored. The take-off funds range from 200,000 naira to 500,000 naira with periodic increase as long as the beneficiaries make judicious use of the initial capital. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.